quiet and focus. Sometimes it's a good reminder to be quiet enough to actually hear Jesus. Stay tuned for the voice of the Father with us today on Homecoming Radio.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Time again.
Boy, we've loaded up the music, the artists, the friends, they're all here, and you as well. Welcome in. Thanks for stopping by what is sure to be an out-of-sight musical adventure this
you
next
You got that right.
Hey, that's the voice of Gordon Mode. I'm Daniel Britt, and we've got a great cast here, like Kevin Williams.
Hey!
Ken Davis. Gordon Mode.
Come on.
Yeah. Lauren Talley.
Hello.
Gene McDonald.
Yes, sir.
Tori Taft here.
Oh, I am. With bells on.
And the one and only Bill Gaither, who reminds us, listening to the Heavenly Father's voice is the most important thing we do all day.
That's right. And my guests today are focused and listening intently in order to repeat the sounding joy. Gold City, Amy Lambert, Kim Hopper, and the old friends quartet. Hey, it's going to be good.
I'm glad to be here with you, Bill. We're going to get this whole thing going with the Homecoming Gang and Redeemed.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am.
And so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell. I'm redeemed. I shall see in His beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guards every footstep and gives me a song in the night.
What do you think about that?
Man, that is some good singing. All the Homecoming friends doing Redeemed. So I'm going to toss it over to Bill Gaither.
Not really.
This is standing. You can try. You can try.
I mean, it's just good to be on the broadcast. But that song, Redeemed, Fanny Crosby's lyrics still live years after years.
Oh,
what a great lyric, and what great music, and what great singing. Our grace reminder for this very moment is this. We are made alive to God in Christ. Remember that on the days when you feel all alone, because of Jesus, You have a bridge to God, and that is lasting and so sure.
Ooh, it's good. That's good. And that'll make you want to sing. In fact, I thought this was the coolest sound ever when I first heard it. It's the Gaither Vocal Band from the Everything Good Project.
Love it. We'll sing just as long as it takes for a song to make sad, heavy spirits free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sound that would drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet, happy tune, he is coming soon for his children like you and me. It's a song that'll carry a message along through the densest of foggy nights. And a tune is the rope that can throw a man hope when he's going down for the third time. It's a sweet melody that can cut your heart free from the chains of a past defeat. You can suddenly see through the sweet harmony a path for your wandering feet. I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make sad, heavy spirits free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sound that would drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet, happy tune, he is coming soon for his children like you and me. Don't tell me the world is a hopeless old place and I might as well just give in to the doom and gloom. Life's a waiting room for the blow that'll do us all in. I can't sympathize when before my eyes is a hope shining bright as day. I've gotta follow the song that keeps drawing me on with my feet dancing all the way. I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make sad, heavy spirits free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sounds that would drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet, happy tune, he is coming soon for his children like you and me. I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make sad, heavy spirits free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sounds that would drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet, happy tune, he is coming soon for his children like you and me. Yeah, with a sweet, happy tune, he is coming soon for his children like you and me. I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make sad heavy spirits free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret that Jesus is liberty. I'm gonna turn off the sounds that will drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet happy tune, he is coming soon for a shooter like you and me. Yeah, with a sweet happy tune, he is coming soon for a shooter like you and me.
Love a little Cajun flavor in my music and my food.
Yeah,
that's good stuff right there.
Yeah. I love this time of day.
That makes me so happy.
Of course it does.
Tell you what, we have searched high and low from start to finish in the whole of the dictionary just to find this one. But guess what? Put the dictionary aside, my friend. Today's word of the day comes to us from John from Vermont. So it's listener input time.
Wow.
He sent the word in. Says, I want to challenge you guys.
Okay.
I love your vocabulary portion of your show. The words you come up with and the fun you all have with defining it. Here's the word. It is borborygmi.
Wait, what?
Borborygmi. I'll say it again. Borborygmi.
Kevin?
I'll stop you now. Let me stop you now.
Wow, lightning fast. The man is lightning fast.
And thanks, John, for sending this in.
Sure.
You know, I do happen to know this, and it involves your home state, John. Borborygmi was a little-known poet from... from Montpelier, Vermont.
Oh,
yes. In the mid-1800s, he became, this is very interesting, he became a poet after being a dismal failure at nearly everything else.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he went in the maple syrup business, but he only had pine trees.
Oh,
a sticky situation.
A
and then he began a covered bridge building business up there.
What?
Well, the bridges were only about 4 feet high, and Shetland ponies were expensive.
Yes.
So then he took to literature, specifically creating nursery rhymes.
Oh.
Now, listen to this. His narcissism led him to include his own name in one of his classics.
Let's hear
like
it.
Like this, Gordon. Borborigmi, have you any wool? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. About 3 bags.
That's good.
One's from a mama, one is mine, and one's full of maple syrup, tastes like pine.
John got his money's worth today.
Thank you, John.
Wow, that your mind is a strange.
It's a strange place.
That is two punchlines.
Don't go in there alone.
Hey, listen. We have contacted the Smithsonian Institute, and when he dies, we're going to get that portion of his mind.
Just that part. Only that part. Well, Kevin, it actually means the noises that one's digestive system makes.
So that's you like have syrup made from pine, I guess so.
There's a lot of grumbling
not
going
too far.
On down there.
No idea. Well,
the neighborhood.
Sorry, I'll try better. Okay.
Bill Gaither back here trying to get the reins of the Bill Gaither Homecoming Radio Program. Bringing in Gold City Quartet.
Woo.
Get us out of this.
This is a great song. My buddy Bruce Taliaferro, with whom I went to school.
Whoa!
Singing lead on this song.
Borborigmi.
I cast my bread upon the water by helping my brother struggling on life's stormy sea. I'll be sowing a good seed by doing a good deed that'll come back to me. Well, I picked up the good book and took me a long look. I believed it each and every part. But I sure rejoice in knowing about the reaping and the sowing. I really took that lesson to my heart. I cast my bread upon the water by helping my brother. Struggling on life's stormy sea, I'll be sowing a good seed by doing a good deed that'll come back to me. But there's a heaven awaiting, purchased by our good and loving Lord. And I'll go on striving, trusting and surviving, holding on, expecting my reward. So I cast my bread upon the water by helping my brother. My brother, struggling on life's stormy sea, and I'll be sowing a good seed by doing a good deed that'll come back to me.
Help me.
That's the boys from Alabama, the Gold City Quartet. They're always fun to have on Homecoming Radio. And speaking of fun, one of our favorite funny men is here, Mr. Ken Davis.
And speaking of Gold City, a lady looked out the window of her house one day and saw her German Shepherd shaking the life out of the neighbor's rabbit.
Oh, no.
They'd had trouble with this neighbor. So this was going to mean more trouble. So she grabbed a broom and convinced the dog to drop the rabbit. Yeah, seriously. Which was now covered with dog spit and extremely dead. So she took, I'm telling you here.
I believe it.
Yeah,
right,
and
there.
She took the rabbit in the house on the broom because she didn't want to touch it, and she dumped it in the bathtub, rinsed it off real good. And seriously, and then she turned it over, rinsed the other side, got the hair dryer and blew it dry. You don't think this is true.
I
got the hair dryer, blew the rabbit dry,
all right,
and then combed it out. And when the neighbor wasn't looking, so she would never be blamed for this, she hopped over the fence and propped it up in its cage.
Well, that's just wrong.
About an hour later, she heard screams coming from the neighbor's house.
Yeah.
And she went over to the fence, pretending like she didn't know, and she said, what happened? What happened? And the neighbor was just... her face was just white, and she said, our rabbit, he died a week ago, and we buried him, and he's back.
He's back.
I hear Kim Hopper, Amy Lambert, the Homecoming Bunch.
I've got that old-time religion, got that old-time religion, that is why I'm satisfied. Well, you may ask me, if I have sweet peace within, if I'm worried about tomorrow, when I reach my journey's end, well, I'm satisfied with my Jesus, and when he knocks, I'm gonna let him in, and he'll go with me through the valley, for I know he is my friend.
Amy Lambert. Man, I love the up-tempo style of that tune. Satisfied. Homecoming Radio.
That's good.
That
the
is good.
Style.
And here's something to think about. This is from Charles Spurgeon. He said, peace is joy resting, and joy is peace dancing.
Ooh, I like
that. Isn't that good?
Hi, I'm Jonathan Martin with the Martins, and you're listening to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Letters, oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day.
Yes,
Yes, we do. We love it when you check in with us at homecomingradio.com. So encouraging letters like these.
Janelle in South Carolina writes, I enjoy your programs on the satellite. I work driving people to and from their medical appointments, and I listen quite a lot each day. I wake up each morning with song on my mind. Usually, it's Beautiful by the Neelands. Mm. She said, that sound just kind of hits me just right. And so when you goof around, I also love that. I laugh, and I enjoy all of you. God bless you, from Janelle.
Is from Pamela in Ohio. She said, I love the fun you all have on your radio show. I also love the older music. It's very uplifting, and I sing along and have been known to clap my hands and stomp my feet.
Surely not.
She said, keep it up. Your humor is much needed today. May God bless your ministry. Thank you, Pamela.
Dorothy from Indiana said, you put me to sleep every night.
All right.
Well, Dorothy, we have that effect on lots of people.
That's
your music plays on my nightstand, and sometimes you're still playing at 2 o'clock in the morning. We've done that before on stage, too. On the sleepless nights, I love to hear your music fill the air of my home. God bless you. God bless you, too, Dorothy.
Oh, how sweet. How we love your notes.
Yeah, we do.
I listen to the old quartet radio shows. We love your cards and your letters.
Cards and letters. Send them in.
Now they do it. They don't do it like that anymore.
No.
But that was the way they kept radio shows on the air back in the and television shows too. If you know, they had to sell stuff.
Yeah, they did.
And so if they didn't get cards and letters, the show might get canceled.
So your cards and letters along with your 10s and 20s.
Yeah.
That was
right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, we love your notes, however they come. And seal the envelopes if there's cash in them. Keep in touch when you contact us today on homecomingradio.com. I love to say that, homecomingradio.com. The Canon in D, I don't know how many, it's been done so many different times. And Gordon, it starts out with bass movements.
Yeah, it does.
And what is it? It's one, two.
Yeah, one, five, six, three. This is a beautiful arrangement. David Phelps, this was his brainchild.
Yeah. David arranged this with a current praise and worship song, All in All. With the Canon D. However, we did it in F.
Yes, Canon D. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
Jesus, Lamb of God. worthy, so worthy is your name.
Jesus. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Gaither Vocal Band, and He is our all in all. That's what we try to do. We try to raise Him up as high as we can here on Homecoming Radio.
Well, our goal today, Gordon, was to bring a little quiet and focus to our lives. And if you can't focus on that particular song, you're in bad trouble. We want to encourage you to listen to the voice of the Father in all that we do, where we'll be sure to once again bring the music and the smiles.
Yeah. Hey, we've put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online. Download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, we love the cruises, and all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Link up to our social media and Facebook.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com.
That's right, Ken. You know, we have some great homecoming radio stations in the state of Alaska. You've
wow,
been there,
okay.
Bill.
Yeah.
Like KIAM, KQQN, KYKD, so many more. We say a big old
salute!
And we're always excited about going back to Alaska on
yeah,
the cruises for the beautiful scenery and beautiful music, but most of all, the halibut
fish and chips.
Oh, your favorite.
We'll see you next week. We're out of time, okay?
Bye-bye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.